Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
Monday morning, friends. What's up? This is Elliot Lane with Cannabis Daily. Hope you all had a very restful, relaxing, and or fun and party-filled weekend, whatever you want. I hope you had it. But it is Monday. We are back to making money, especially when we come to investing in cannabis. There's a lot to talk about today. So let's dive right in. MSOS, that is the Advisor Shares ETF, is the talk of the town right now. They saw a double bottom. They're at a record high, 27.21 million shares. That is up 342% year over year. Their volume has been fantastic over the past week. So keep an eye on them. I'm liking the trend that we're seeing from MSOS. And if that is reflective of the industry, this could be a great week for cannabis stocks. So very excited to see how that continues this week. I would definitely put them on your watch list, if not throw a share into your mix. The Gibraltar Parliament unanimously approved legislation that will allow Gibraltar to tap opportunities in the growing market for medicinal cannabis. A little more international cannabis news, piggybacking off the wonderful Aaron Thomas from Friday. Some domestic news, though, on the political side. The House committee will vote on federal marijuana legalization bill next week, days after banking reform advances. This is exciting. This is the MORE Act they are voting on. I absolutely do not expect this to go anywhere. The SAFE Act is what we're focusing on right now. From my understanding, this is more of a markup, more of a let's talk about it. Let's compromise again. Let's see where we can go, and we'll see where it comes out. This bill would remove cannabis as a scheduled drug, allow those with marijuana convictions to have their records expunged, and allow a federal tax on marijuana, ideally replacing 280E, which hopefully SAFE would do as well. Jackie Bryant from High Times reports on massive oversupply problem, especially in California. The price drops for products are driving a lot of craft growers and smaller farms to a breaking point. Now, this will eventually affect the Lowell Farms, the parent companies, the Vibe Biosciences, and a few others. But right now, they are able to survive something like this. But this is an issue to keep an eye on, especially for the California operators. Ascend Wellness, that's AAWH, reaches a milestone of $1 million in contributions to the Last Prisoner Project, one of the major advocacy groups for decriminalizing and legalizing marijuana. And helping right the wrongs that criminalizing marijuana has done to many throughout this country. Audacious Brands, AUSAF, beginning a $15 million capital raise. I do not expect that to take them long. They have an incredible management team. Terry Booth, one of the original Aurora Cannabis executive teams. Mark Lockmacher, an incredible IR person in this industry. John Paul, and a few others. So I expect that to go relatively quickly for them. STEM Holdings, that's driven by STEM, expands a California e-commerce and delivery footprint with new distribution hub license. Perhaps news like this will help the oversupply problem in terms of expanding the consumer reach for the supply problem. So we'll see if hopefully more news like this can help these younger craft growers get their products out. Delta 9, DLTNF, announces a supply partnership agreement with Vivo Cannabis, giving them access to Vivo's 20,000 medical cannabis patients. Delta 9 has been on the move recently, very much enjoying the visibility we're seeing for them. Vivo Cannabis, quite the opposite. To me, pre-COVID, they were a darling of the Canadian cannabis industry. They were one of the first movers in e-commerce. And then nothing. I haven't heard much out of them at all. So Delta 9 and Vivo, I enjoy this partnership. I think two strong companies, but Vivo, I think, has some ground to make up. But props to Delta 9, John Arbuthnot, Ian Chatsey, and team over there. Looking at price performance over the past week, month, and 3 months, Ianthus continues to be the three-month leader with 110.5% growth over 3 months in incredible. Ignite International Brands, that's Dan Bilzerian's brand, not too far behind, 105.5%. I wonder how if they'll keep that, Dan Bilzerian is known to just do what he wants, but we'll see. Looking in the shorter term, Evenco, that's a Canadian operator, EVE, is up 50% on the week. On the month, you're looking at MGC Pharmaceuticals at 45%. On the loser side, it's unfortunate because they were once one of my favorite stocks, but Next Green Wave down 27.9% over the last month. Hexo, one of the big losers over the 3 months. Bang. This is an interesting one for me. 16.7% down over the last week, but they did just announce a major partnership with Belushi Farms. So that is something that I would say this might be a dip buying opportunity for Bang, BHNG specifically. This is Elliot Lane with Cannabis Daily. Lots to talk about today. I hope you got a lot out of it, a lot to look at over the next few days. Pay attention to us, benzinga.com/cannabis. Cannabis Hour, Cannabis Insider every week. We love bringing you this news. Let us know how we can improve. Until tomorrow, y'all. Hey, investors, thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on benzinga.com/cannabis, benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel. Have